This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. In the United States, it's often said that no one is above the law, even the president. But what happens when the president is implicated in criminal wrongdoing? We get more now from VOA's Jim Malone.
In front of excited supporters in West Virginia, President Trump ignored his legal difficulties and rallied his base.
Under our administration, America is winning again, and America is being respected again all over the world. It's America first.
But the guilty plea from former attorney Michael Cohen and the fraud conviction of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort have handed opposition Democrats a new political weapon just in time for the November congressional election campaign. Ultimately, if President Trump is accused of any criminal wrongdoing, his fate is likely to be decided by Congress and the public, not a judge and jury. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Hurricane Lane is downgraded to a tropical storm, although the U.S. National Weather Service warns the storm still packs torrential rains, high winds, all of that for the Hawaiian Islands. There have been no reports of injuries there so far. Some areas, though, have recorded as much as 89 centimeters of rain in the last 48 hours. United States and the Taliban reported to be in the early stages of discussions for the first time since 2012. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Christopher Kalinda, who fought in the Afghanistan and later served as a senior Pentagon advisor, was instrumental in helping set up those talks, in part through his own discussion with Taliban officials. Kalinda tells VOA the U.S. had a situation in which each of the main parties had been wanting talks, but the conditions they put on each other couldn't allow them to meet them. This is VOA News. President Trump says he has told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to put off a trip to Pyongyang. That story now from AP's Sagar Magani.
The president tweets he's ordered Pompeo not to travel to North Korea right now, saying he doesn't feel sufficient progress is being made toward denuclearization. He writes China is not helping as much with that as it was earlier, and he cites his administration's tougher trading stance toward Beijing. In the meantime, the president says he sends his warmest regards to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and looks forward to seeing him soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump administration says it is re-examining relations with El Salvador after the country broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in favor of China. In a statement, the White House criticized the country's decision as well as Beijing's diplomatic outreach that led to the move. The administration's statement is seen as the toughest so far in response to China's campaign to isolate Taiwan, and analysts say it is meant to send a message. The family of U.S. Senator John McCain has announced that he is discontinuing medical treatment for terminal brain cancer. The family made the announcement, saying McCain had surpassed expectations for his survival since making public his cancer diagnosis last year. In an audio excerpt released in May by Simon & Schuster, the publisher of his book, The Relentless Wave, the senator talked about his situation.
I don't know how much longer I'll be here. Maybe I'll have another 5 years. Maybe with the advances in oncology, they'll find new treatments for my cancer that will extend my life. Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this.
Despite two unsuccessful campaigns for the presidency in 2000 and 2008, McCain is one of the most prominent lawmakers in Washington. A Republican, he has worked with Democrats as well as members of his own party on such issues as climate change, immigration reform, and campaign finance reform. The Trump administration has cut more than $200 million in economic aid to Palestinians, the decision, they say, made after a review of the funding that projects in the West Bank as well as Gaza to ensure funds are spent in accordance with U.S. national interest. A senior State Department official said the agency will now direct the funds to high-priority projects elsewhere. Women's Equality Day on Sunday marks the 98th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote here in the United States. Since then, women have mostly outnumbered men at the polls. And while women have greatly increased their presence in the voting booth, over the past several decades, studies show that they are underrepresented in many areas. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.